Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, once again. It's the 98.5 KTK Morning Show Recap. Tuesday, June 18th. We're here.
Can I give you a little headline right here?
Okay.
All right. Red meat bad for you. You're making coffee wrong. Teach kids how to exercise and take pills early. And you're sleeping with the lights on. You're gaining weight.
That's it.
There you go. That's what we're going to cover this morning.
Yeah. So here's what you missed this morning. We found out that there's a new study that found that physical activity in early childhood actually can have big impacts on the future health of your heart.
Yeah. We're talking like kids 3 and 5 years old need to start exercising.
Yeah. They found out that the physical activity in children as young as 3 benefits with blood vessel health, cardiovascular fitness, which is a key to the prevention of early risk indicators that can be to adult heart disease.
Yeah.
Basically, they say that the hardening of your arteries can start very young in life. You tend to think that's kind of for older people, but that's actually even 3 and 5 year olds, if they're not exercising, runs the risk of your arteries getting hard.
Let them run around, and that's a good habit to get into.
Yeah.
You know, go exhaust the kids.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, yeah, we used to go out every day. I mean, I remember some of my biggest memories. I remember when my friend was trying to throw the basketball to me, and, hey, Janie, think fast. Hit me in the face, and then...
Nice friend.
And then tripped me, and then I scraped my face. You know, I mean, but like those are all the things that you do when you're exhausted and you're having a great time, and then you can come back in and pay attention.
My brother and I would like leave on the bikes or just to go out in the neighborhood, and Mom would actually had an old school bell. She would go out the back door and ring the school bell to come feed us. Then we'd be right back out again.
There you go.
Those were the days.
Well, if you're sleeping with your TV on or lights on in the room, it's probably a bad thing for you. It's causing you to gain weight, and it's even worse if you're a woman.
That's right.
According
to this TV is making you fat.
That's right.
Film at 11. another reason that you don't want to watch TV. But this is actually an interesting study because it looked at over 43,000 women. And kind of looked at them from over a 12-year, actually 18 years, if you do the math correctly here. And what they found is that sleeping with an artificial light source significantly associated with an increased risk of weight gain and obesity. They said, it's worse for women. For the women that they looked at, they reviewed them over a 6-year period and then did follow-ups 12 years after the study began. And they found that women who slept with the light on or a TV on had an 11-pound greater increase of body weight compared to those who did not sleep with a light or TV on.
How about that? 10% more body mass index. That's fat.
Yeah.
Right there.
So something you wouldn't think of would be associated with, I would tend to think it would be more like being groggy because you didn't get a good night's sleep.
Right.
But this is actually talking about your weight.
Yeah.
So, and believe me, the older you get, the harder it is to get that weight off. Let's see. Let's talk more about your health. Seems like we did a lot of health today.
That's right.
So, you know, we talk about cutting out one portion of red meat. Just one portion a week can actually add about 20% more life over 8 years.
What'd we feed Dad on Father's Day?
Steak.
Did you get enough steak, Dad?
Yeah, they said swapping out just one portion of beef a day for a fillet of fish cuts the risk of dying over the next 8 years by 17%.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Replace red meat with skinless chicken or vegetables, slash that risk down by 10%. Slash it by 8% for eggs and whole grains, slash it by 12%.
So if eating healthy, so what they're saying too is the Mediterranean diet is the diet that you want.
Yep, that's what you really want. And unfortunately, for those that love the deli counter and bacon, need to cut that out completely.
Yeah.
They said replacing 2 slices of bacon, a single sausage or a daily ham sandwich with fish reduces your mortality by 25%.
Okay.
Fish is just so good, though, to me. I know not everybody likes it, but there's so many different ways you can season it. It's light. It doesn't make you feel like garbage after you eat it. It's filling. You know, it just, to me, it's a good substitute. So
it is.
Why not?
But it's one of the more stinkier foods to cook.
That's true.
At home.
Yeah.
What's that?
Fish.
Yeah, that's true. I grill it. Okay. Go outside and grill it.
That's a good idea.
You know what? It's going to be tough to make a BLT instead of bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Make it a bass. lettuce and tomato. That's just not going to fly, Chris. Yeah.
No, it's not. So, you know, with our kids, a lot of the medications are in chewable or liquid form, mm-hmm. but there is a time where they will cross the line into their medications from the physicians or turn into pills. And you got to think back, as even some adults have a hard time swallowing pills.
Right.
So this is actually some advice from a pediatrician that will lessen the struggle when you have to switch to pills, and is practicing with pieces of candy. They say treat the piece of candy as you would a pill and demonstrate how you would swallow it. So you start off by having your kid drink a big sip of water and kind of without swishing it around in your mouth, but you know that kind of gets your throat kind of lubricated for the pill. And then they say start with the smallest piece of candy you can find, like even like a cupcake sprinkle. Place it on your tongue, put the cup of water up, swallow it, you're done. Have them do it,
right.
And then kind of slowly increase depending on how well they're able to handle it. They say that each session should last no more than 5 minutes, and it may take several sessions over several days for this to work up to the largest pill. But they say even if the kids get frustrated, let them take a break. But she thinks, this pediatrician, mm-hmm. that this is kind of the best way to get kids comfortable with taking pills when they're prescribed later on. They say also two big things. One of them is to refer to the candy as a pill saying pills are bad, that they're not candy.
Don't say
like
candy,
if you're showing
right.
an example of how to take a pill and make sure that they're not just like, oh, candy, here, it tastes great.
Yeah, don't sit there with a bag of M&Ms and do it like that.
And then they also say if your child has like an easy gag reflex or is extremely resistant, go ahead and talk to your pediatrician about some alternatives. And don't cut or grind any medications without first consulting with your pharmacist, because doing so actually may make it very dangerous.
Some things are meant to be coated before you eat them. Yeah.
And we also found out the perfect cup of coffee is not the coffee itself or the water. It's a nice ratio of the two.
You're going to need to actually get a little scale and weigh the coffee, because a scoop of one kind of coffee and a scoop of another kind of coffee, they could weigh two different things.
Yeah, this is actually good. This is from Black Bear Micro Roasters in New Hampshire. They actually put out a ratio chart. And why I love this chart so much is, how many times have you gone like, hey, Siri, how many cups are in an ounce?
Yeah, right.
You know, sorry, Siri. Stop.
you mean awesome. Alexa. Ask Alexa this time. Yeah.
But, you know, this breaks it down to your coffee or your coffee beans to water ratio based on ounces, grams, teaspoons, and tablespoons and cups. And they even do it like half, quarter, eighth, 16th. They really get into it.
So you're literally weighing the amount of coffee. And then you multiply by the fluid ounces of water. So you're going to want to measure the water and the coffee. But even the cheap stuff will taste great when you get that ratio right.
Yeah, that's exactly what they say. So give it a shot. Might save a little bit of money. Might take a little effort. But if you can do it, you know, maybe some pre-prep coffee blending, then you should be ready to go in the morning. And then I just found this very fascinating. When's the last time you saw a film camera in use?
Maybe
my
it's wedding.
Been a long time. I mean, I have a Polaroid, but like an actual 35 millimeter camera forever.
Like, you know, the 35 where you would, you have to put it in and then kind of spin it around and then it would
like
click and lock.
My first camera with an Ansco set, 35 millimeter camera.
Well, believe it or not, is contrary to popular belief, they still, Kodak and Fujifilm still make 35 millimeter film.
There are some purist photographers that like the warmth and the depth of film cameras as opposed to the digital.
It's the same thing with vinyl. It's the same thing.
I was just
going to
say, it's a lot like with audio, too.
And
yeah.
What I thought was more interesting is that not only are they still producing film for cameras, but you can actually go and get it developed by a lot of the same places that you used to do it back in the day.
Yeah, the CVS, Walgreens, they're still doing it. Don't expect to get it back in an hour, though.
It's not going to come back in an hour. It could take upwards of a week, and it could cost as much as $16.
Yeah. Are you kidding? Have you ever tried to actually get help in the photo department anyway? Not just for film, but in general?
Very true, Janie.
Yeah,
very true.
It doesn't work.
I'm stalking the wine aisle, ma'am.
Yeah, which is probably why you might want to check an online film developer, too. Darkroom, Old School Photo Lab, MPix, and Process One, just to name a few of the web developers. They usually offer free shipping, and they actually put your pictures up online so you can kind of pick and choose which ones you want.
We were remembering picking up the photos and going through them, and you only had to pay for the ones that were good.
Yeah.
Remember that?
I remember dropping off film that I couldn't let my mother look at because I wasn't quite sure what was on the film.
Your friends got a hold of your camera.
Yeah, that was my experimentation phase with certain substances.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah, I didn't want that to be out there. But there was always the, getting the film back and seeing the surprise.
Because you have, we have instant gratification nowadays with digital photographs. Mm-hmm. But back then, that wasn't the day.
Yep, so there you go. There's our show for today, Tuesday, June 8th, 18th. Of course, we're live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK and on the radio.com app.
ABC.
Bye, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.